Today, as you all know, in Eretz Yisrael, there is a minog in Eretz Yisrael to pay tribute, to be misabel, to be mazkir, kedoshim, chayolei hatzava haganah liYisrael, soldiers who have given up their lives on behalf of us, Klal Yisrael, defending, protecting us, defending and protecting Eretz Yisrael. These people in to expand it to members of the security forces. Members of the security forces, other people who died from acts of terror. People who have been victims of acts of terror is expanded. So today is a day where in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference who you are. It is a time of great tzar. And we are of duty to be mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisrael, to be mishtatef in the pain of these families, these individuals, in our own tzar, and being misabel over the tzar of these individuals who have given up their life, mamish, al kiddush Hashem, for us and for Klal Yisrael. I looked this morning at the statistics. There are a lot of different breakdowns. It's very complicated. All the numbers. You can't judge the value of one person. But since 1860, according to the official counting, 23,544 soldiers, chayolim, or people, obviously in 1860, there wasn't the state of Israel, obviously, but it means people who have defended in an official capacity Eretz Yisrael have died, have been killed, have died, and That's a very frightening number. 23,544. And as Rav Meir said, today this day has been expanded to include people who are victims of terror, not just in Eretz Yisrael, throughout the entire world. And that the numbers are very, very frightening.
They died in 9/11.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would definitely assume so.
France, those that were killed in the two attacks in France, three attacks.
Okay, what I've read is that in the Eretz Yisrael, it is almost impossible not to know of a family. Not to know of a family who has lost a member of their family. What? Everyone, there's no one. Ki'ein bayis asha ein shames. Okay, it's a very, very frightening reality. It's a frightening reality, and like I said, it's today is a day where there is very deep tsar being expressed in Eretz Yisrael, and we living in America here, we have a duty to be mishtatef in their tsar. It's our tsar. It's not just their tsar. It's our tsar, and therefore we have to speak a little bit about the inyan of kiddush Hashem, of dying those who are nerag al kiddush Hashem.
Last Friday, by the way, was the yahrzeit of the first destruction in the crusade, of whose day's year was
the beginning.
Fire.
The first
Erev Lag BaOmer is for worms.
Okay. So now I have over here a sefer. I want to share with you a few. First, I want to share with you some yesoides from the sefer called Sha'arei Reuven, and then I want to share some other ideas relating to Kiddush Hashem. First of all, there are some very interesting halachas that we do not follow. These are things that I'm going to tell you that are shaloike halacha, but it goes to show how Chazal, how at least some of the Rishonim, they viewed the kedusha of the niftar, someone who dies al kiddush Hashem. For example, the Maharil quotes the Merami Ranberg and says that a person who is nerag al kiddush Hashem is such a person. You do not say kaddish. Could you imagine a person, a soldier? That would mean that a soldier who dies in battle, you don't say kaddish. The children do not say kaddish yosem for 11 months. What's the reason why we say Kaddish for a Niftar? Because just in case the neshama, chas v'shalom, the neshama needs to go through din, needs to go through some type of Gehenim, whatever all of this means. So by saying Kaddish, it removes the neshama from Gehenim, or at least it alleviates the tzar in Gehenim, so you say Kaddish. A person who gave up his life, al kiddush Hashem, doesn't need this. He goes straight to Gan Eden. It's ridiculous to think for a Havamina that you should need to say on his behalf Kaddish. This is what the Maharil says. The Maharil is the mother of all Minhagim, okay, the mother of father of all Minhagim, in the name of the Marami Rattenberg. There's no need, Adarabah, you're not doing the person a service by saying Kaddish. Now, obviously, this is Shalaika Halacha, this is not the minute. And in fact, in this Sefer Shairuvni has a long discussion about this idea, the show that it's definitely Shalaika Halacha. Of course, a person that's Neri Lakiddush Hashem, Kaddish is said, a Yartzeit is observed with Kaddish, because we don't know how these things work. And there are many different dimensions to a person's neshama. It's a given that the person is a kodesh in shamayim for doing al kiddush Hashem. But there are different dimensions of the neshama that we are not aware of, which indeed may derive benefit to go higher and higher, or may indeed derive additional layers of kapara through a relative reciting kaddish. And in fact, he brings over one of the places who disagrees with this halacha. Not they disagree with the concept, but in the halacha lemaisa, is that look at the bnei shol. Shol's children died al kiddush Hashem. Shol, they died in war against the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim were fighting battles against Klal Yisrael, and Shol was killed. Okay, Shol questioned, did he commit suicide? Did he die? But Shol's children were killed. They were killed in war. So they're Kedoshim. And the Malach had to say to Shol, Ata uvanecha imi. Shmuel, not the Malach. Shmuel said to Shol, Shol woke up Shmuel from the dead, and Shmuel said to Shol that tomorrow you, Ata, uvanecha, your children will be imi, will be together with me in my mechitzas. So why did he need to say uvanecha? You maybe have a problem, you have a shiloh, because he took his own life. Shol took his own life. So that's a very big topic of discussion of when is it permitted to take your own life when the person is going to be tortured. But what about his children? The children did not take their own lives, and a simple understanding they were killed, al kiddush Hashem. So why is it necessary for the guarantee, the extra comfort of Shmuel saying, b'mechitzasi? Obviously, there's more than meets the eye. There are things that we understand, things we do not understand. This is what I think he quotes from the Ramban. Ramban, I am Ramban, the Yesh Kama Suge Einish Karis. Okay, you know, he didn't.
That'll be a riot
to the Ramban. No, Pumfakar, according to Ramban, it would not be. I don't know the full drasha, the full scope. No, but I'm not explaining it well. The point he's making over here is that Shmuel needed comfort. He needed this to be told to him. He needed this to be told, and if not this being told to him, it would not have been obvious. It would not have been.
I saw Pirish the other way. Imagine telling somebody you're going to die tomorrow. That's what he's telling me. In other words, what is Yishol comes to Shmuel?
Okay, Enoch Nami. I'm just throwing out some ideas. You can interpret these in many different ways. This is the Choymer. Choymer biyad hayoitzer. Leave it to you to deal with these to think about these things. Is it a raya this way, raya that way? There's always truth both ways. The Torah is infinite, and there's always an element of truth in each interpretation, because elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But any then, this is a very fascinating idea, and it's
also kaddish is like for the person who's alive, he's saying baruch dayan emes.
It's also beneficial. That's it's comforting. It's therapeutic.
He's recognizing, making a recognition.
It's therapy.
He accepts.
Right. Thin. It's therapy. Saying Kaddish is therapy for the survivor, for the relative. The relative. There's no question about it. Look, even davening. I once said to someone. I said to someone. We were discussing davening. So he said to me, "I daven. I don't really daven. I don't have any expectation that Hashem is going to solve my problems. It's not realistic. It's not going to happen. So why then do I daven this long Shemona Esrei?" So he said to me, two things. I complain. By davening, I'm not making requests. I'm just complaining. And number two, I view it purely as therapy. I view my davening as it's said. I mean, it's not the way you're supposed to be maimin, that through your koich hatfila, Hashem is going to help you. But some people come to a point, Rachman Utslan, where it's just not realistic that they're going to have their problems are going to be solved. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. So, like you're saying Kaddish also, does the neshama need my tefillas? Does the neshama need me to say Yiskadalvi, Yiskadash, Shmei Rabba? We don't know how these things work, so who are we to say? Okay, we have no idea. We have to be Maminim, B'nai Maminim. But yeah, your saying is very good. It's also, whatever it is, it's also therapeutic for the living. Okay, let's go further, running out of time. Another chiddush, there's mamish shaloi ka halacha, but it just goes to show how far Chazal viewed the kedusha of a kaddish. It's brought down that an almana of a person who died, al kiddush Hashem, is not allowed to remarry. How do you like that? Why? For two reasons. Number one, he's still alive. I mean, I don't know what that means. Okay, he's still in halacha alive. He's so alive in the next world his life, it spills over to this world. You can't even call the woman an almana. Listen, don't ask me, okay? This is a little too much of a shock for me to say such a thing. And the other thing, which is more logical, is... Poiskin, he rings over... I can't tell you all the names over here. We don't pass... It's not halacha. This is something which makes a little more sense, is to the person, his dignity, his honor has to be preserved. A person, Dad al Kiddush Hashem, every time someone sees his almana, it's a living testament. It's a living recognition. It's a monument. It's a living monument to this person who Dad al Kiddush Hashem. If she's going to get remarried, that's it. She's now a new home, a new household, a new husband. The people are going to forget the person who died al Kiddush Hashem. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, underline this 100 times in red and blue, and this is shaloika halacha, obviously. And Adarabba, today, the first thing, Adarabba, all the poskim will encourage with the greatest, we have encouragement for a woman to remarry as soon as possible and to rebuild. And that will be a greatest testament to her husband who died. But it just goes to show. I mean, this halacha is an incredible statement of what Chazal, how some of the poskim, they learn the kedusha of what it means for a person to die, al kiddush Hashem. Enochanan, that's right. Almon Melch. Is that a din d'oraisa? Enochanan, not a madrega. That's the covet of the Melch. Okay, that's you're saying something very good. You're comparing the almon of a queen to a almon of a person who dies al kiddush Hashem. Okay, let's go to something else. What about a moment of silence? Today in Eretz Yisrael, they have a double moment of silence. They have a moment of silence at night, right before it begins, before nightfall. And then there's a moment of silence in the middle of the day. I don't know what time it is, and you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to 11 o'clock, and everyone, the siren goes off for 2 minutes, and you're supposed to stop and just stand in and just stand there for a moment to give respect to the niftar. Is this a Jewish custom? Is there any makar for this? They do bang the goyim. Is this the chukos sa'anim? For a religious observant Jew to participate in a moment of silence, I mean, obviously, you have to have sechel, of course, you have no choice, obviously. But if they were, is there a halachic significance in this? What? You're saying good. You're saying something very interesting. Is that you bring a pasuk? You're right. I never thought about that. So he has a discussion. This very chashuv sefer called Sha'arei Reuven. This is a very chashuv sefer. There's a lot of high praise for the sefer. He brings down a lot of places that discuss this issue, and they say yes. The Maver Yabek. Okay, there's a name of this. It's a very popular sefer. Maver Yabek. He quotes Maver Yabek. She'osa nachas ruach l'nerek. She'omer. I'm sorry. I'll skip. I'm coming in a moment. We'll come. There's another shaila. B'shut Yaskil Avdi. I don't know who wrote the sefer. He brings, he debates this issue, and he concludes that yes, it's a ferish Gemara. The Gemara says, Igra debay ha'ovel shitikusa. When you go to a base avel, you're going to get rewarded the next one. You're going to get reward. What's the reward they're going to give you for going to be Menachem Avel, someone in the base avel? The reward is what you said. Usually what you say is damaging, is worse than what you better say less. Okay, people, the conversations that go on at the base of it are shocking. Obviously, sometimes it's just to be quiet, just to come there, to sit there, and to say nothing. It's a Ferish Gemara.
So the only time I ever experienced that was when I went to a couple of times and I went to the Menachem Avel, Rabbi Feinstein.
I've done it.
You never saw the house was packed solid.
Not a sound.
Not one sound from anybody the whole time.
He was in such deep mourning. I know, I heard that.
Said,
yeah.
Move for 1 second.
My mother told me, but my grandfather, he went to Menachem Avel, the same thing. He did not say a sound. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum lost a son.
Yeah.
Also, the degree, my that's the story about my grandfather, the degree of Avelis by him was so great. Sound was not heard.
Until he speaks to you, correct.
So the Gemara says, Agra, this is the Nusach HaGemara, Agra Debei Ha'Evel Shtikusa. The reward you will receive in Shemayim for going to a base is being quiet. So the sefer called Yaskil Avdi shows that there is something to it. When you're dealing with people who have nifter, people who have died, people who are suffering, the agra is quiet. So by extension, if there's a moment of silence, is that they dedicate a moment of silence, you can't say there's no mekar in halach and chazal, that this is chukos ha'amen, chas v'shalom, you can't say that. There is a religious dimension to observing a moment of silence, even though it's not something that necessarily comes from a holy source.
Guftov, Elishti, you know,
Long it's the biggest chus for the Niftarim, that's the one moment that there's no Lashon Hara.
Right. Oh, okay. That's a sign. That's a perk, a fringe benefit.
Some people deliberately want to make
a fringe benefit.
So what about the base measure? Stop running.
But you should know. You should know. This is a controversial. I remember last year. So they interviewed. They showed there was a Haredi, a Zokain, a very old person, who ignored the moment of silence. And this is broadcast. They had this and all. And then they interviewed and they wanted like to attack him. And he spoke about the Holocaust. And he spoke about who he lost in the Holocaust. And he spoke about, maybe it was Yom HaShoah, I don't know what it was. And I don't remember all the details, you can probably Google it. He came out pretty good. He came out in this interview, like, yeah, there's a moment of silence. But the way he expressed his personal tsar, obviously, you know, you can say what you want to say, he was not criticized after he gave his little speech. So you can't judge a person who himself, maybe for people like us, who have not suffered the greed like they would, but people are suffering, but people themselves, victims of the Holocaust, people who themselves have suffered, got to be very careful to go criticize why they are not observing someone else's moment of silence.
So, tell us the story of Rabbi
Yeah.
Holocaust victim and his audience.
He said he gave reasons why it happened, so someone criticized him, so he says, you weren't there, you have no idea, how dare you talk? And he says, he was right, that's right, you can't judge other people. Someone himself who has suffered enormous loss and is not observant of someone else's moment of silence, listen, you have to be very careful these things. Another thing, a very, very important thing, he writes here, is that we will give titles today. To everyone is Harav, Hagoyin, Hagadol, Hamafursim, Onav, Rashna Bahag, Onav, Agodol, Amiti. We have invented terms, Zeche Tzadik, Kodesh Levrach, Lechaya Olam Haba, you name it. We've invented all of these titles and terms. But there's one term that's very, very important. That is the term Hashem Yikoim Domoy. May Hashem avenge his blood. A person that's Nerag, that dies, Al Kiddush Hashem, a soldier, it's brought down in Sfarim that the neshama derives a nachas ruach when you conclude the mention of his name with the bakasha Hashem yikoim damai, or plural, yikoim damam, Hashem should avenge their blood. So, other titles, it doesn't say anywhere that the neshama derives nachas when you say about him, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach L'chayo Elam Haba. I'm not aware there's any such chazal that the neshama has nachas. We say for ourselves, Zeichon Levrach, Olav Hashalayim, V'chulu V'chulu, but about a person that dies Al Kiddush Hashem, this it is brought down, that it should be, go out of your way to make sure you say it in order to be Mevakish Rachav, Makadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yikoim Dama. Next thing, now this is abused today. I don't want to criticize anyone, but the term Kodosh seemingly is only reserved for a person that dies Al Kiddush Hashem. They write about Rebbes, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodosh Levracha. It's a frightening thing. Why do they deserve the title V'Kodosh Levracha? Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. He's a very big tzaddik. No one's taking away the fact, but to call a person a kodosh appears to be a term that is reserved for people who are nerag al kiddush Hashem. To take the term kodosh and apply it to a Rosh Hashiva, to a Talmud Chacham, to a person who is a fundraiser, is an abuse. Is a terrible abuse.
Well, that could be because they're moist and nefesh for what they do.
Well, listen, you can't say, you don't know. People who go do fundraising, the bizyonos they suffer, really shouldn't judge. I know someone who is a fundraiser, and the stories that he has, he is going to Gan Eden, a Gan Eden, the MS, like no one else. But he raises money for poor people who really need the money, for poor families, for different moistites. And the bizyonos that he is soifel is just, the stories that he has are just not to be believed. I couldn't survive even a second. He goes through this daily. So you shouldn't judge. You want to say he's a Kaddish? Maybe Taka, he is a Kaddish. But Bederek Klal, you have to be very careful with this term. It is meyuchud for people that die al Kiddush Hashem. Now let's just go to some little vart. We're out of time. A little vart on this Kiddush Hashem. One of the Yisoidis, the Makaris of Kiddush Hashem, there are a lot of Makaris of Kiddush Hashem. You talk about Choron. Choron, Avraham Avinu, he jumped in the Kivshan Oesh. Haran had a delay. Haran, with the hay, with the hay, had a dilemma. Should I jump in? Should I not jump in? If Abraham survives, I will. If not, Abraham survived. If he survived, you know what? I'm also going to jump into the fire. He jumped into the fire, but he was not so lucky and he died. He died al kiddush Hashem. Even though he did it, it was not 100% l'shem shemayim. I mean, you can't go. The bottom line is, there's a fire burning. And he jumps into the fire to make a statement. I believe in the Ribbono shel Olam. That's not so poshut. In reward for that, so he had a son, Lot. And
what Mashiach comes from.
Exactly. Mashiach comes from him. Lot. And what Avraham do when Lot was captured? Vayishma Avraham ki nishba achiv. Avraham went on a suicide mission. There's no other way to describe what Avraham did. It was a suicide mission to rescue Lot. Lot's no tzaddikal. He's no tzaddikal. He is the child of someone that died al kiddush Hashem. The child of someone who died al kiddush Hashem because of me, Avraham. Because of Avraham, I have no choice. It is my duty to be meiser nefesh to everything I possibly can do for such a person. And indeed, from Lot comes Mashiach, David HaMelech, Mashiach comes from Lot. It's a very big Musar Haskell for us. Because today there are people in this world who are descendants, or children of people who died al kiddush Hashem. And they died al kiddush Hashem for us. So we can survive. We can hold our heads up high in America. We can be successful, be prosperous. There are people who died al kiddush Hashem, just like Avraham Avinu was meiser nefesh for people, survivors of children of people who died al kiddush Hashem. That duty falls upon us to look at people who have children, people who died al kiddush Hashem. What the duty we have towards these children and this generation. So certainly, when it comes like people, they raise money for families of soldiers who were killed al kiddush Hashem, or people, survivors of the Holocaust, things like that. It's a special league. It's a special league of obligation, of duty, what we have. Avraham went on a suicide mission by Yorak Eschanichav to go fight four kings. What are you kidding? You're gonna go against four kings? You're going to survive? What is this? What's going on over here? With Eliezer? With a bow and arrow? Against a war machine? Yeah. That's what you have to do. That's the dude. It's a very powerful Musar Haskell for us. Okay, another quick Yisrael. The Tzvardeya. Another Yisrael that comes from, we learn about Kiddush Hashem is the Tzvardeya. The Tzvardeya did not all have to go into the ovens. But there was some, it was a group of Tzvardeim that decided they're going to be Meister Nefesh. They're going to go into the ovens. And because they went into the ovens, what was their reward? They were the only ones who didn't die. Moshe was mispalel v'soru hatzvardim min habotim and hatzedim v'chulu. The only thing it does not say they're going to die is from min hatanur. They went originally into the tanur. Look at all the psukim. They were instructed to go into the tanur, and then when Moshe was mispalel, it says they're going to die and the land's going to stink. Vayivash haaretz. But the only ones that rak by artisha arano, the only ones that did not die were the ones that were moiser nefesh to go into the ovens. They did not have to go into the ovens. They decided to go into the ovens. Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, Neda, Kal V'Chomer from the Tzfardeim is that they didn't have to go. They're not mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, but yet they were mamale Hashem's will. So also, mitzvah, certainly we should go, and they were willing to be meiser nefesh, not to bow down to the statue, to die al kiddush Hashem. And the point I want to make of is when the Tzfardeim, when they died, when they croaked, what did they say? What did they say? What were their words? So this is found in Perek Shira. Perek Shira, the Shira of the Tzfardeim are the words Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Vod. Every creature has a pasuk. The pasuk of the Tzfardeia is Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Vod. When the Tzfardeia went into the crematoria, when it went into the ovens, because Hashem says this is what's going to be, they said as they went into their crematoria, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Dying al Kiddush Hashem is the greatest Kivoid Malchuso. It's the greatest cover you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li'olam Voed, you're making a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound to time. Hashem's is Li'olam Voed. Olam Hazel, Olam Haba, the Nusach of the Brach, we see before Davening, before Pesukim Zimra, Atu Rat Shaloi Nivra Olam Atu, Mishan Nivra Olam Atu, Olam Hazel, Atu Olam Haba. This was the Pasuk, it fits very well into the Pasuk. We're running out of time, so we can't go into detail about that, how it relates to the Nusach HaTfilah. The point I want to make over here is, do we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Sol Yolam Vod? I saw this Jewish, I found this on the Oitzah Chochma, I found this in one of the very interesting idea. What do we do? Do we say Baruch Shem? So the Gemara asked this question. Yaakov Avinu, he said it. When Yaakov Avinu, I'm about to die. Let me tell you when Mashiach is coming. All the brothers, all the children come around. The Shekhinah leaves. So he says, the Shekhinah left. What happened to you? What did you do? Did Naveira? They all say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How does Yaakov respond? Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Sol Yoylam Voed. I can die now. He said, he was like the frog, I'm ready to die. Now I'm going to die. Now that I see that my children are with the program, I'm now ready to die. I'm going to die al Kiddush Hashem. So he said the pasuk, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Sol Yoylam Voed. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Moshe Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yohavta. Moshe didn't say Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Sol Yoylam Voed. So the Gemara is the kash. So what do we do when we say Kriya Shema Shachris V'Yarvis? Do we say it? Do we follow Yaakov? Do we follow Moshe? What's the Gemara really asking? The Gemara is really asking: is Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Yoylam Voed? Is the pasuk of Kiddush? Is the pasuk that you say when you give up your life for Hashem? The Gemara's question is: how should you live? Should you live on the edge? Should you yearn to die every moment? I can't wait until I'm going to die al Kiddush Hashem. Or maybe it's Kedai, you know, dying al Kiddush Hashem is not plan A. It's plan B. You live al Kiddush Hashem, not to die. Should we be like Yaakov or should we be like Moshe? Yaakov Avinu lived on the edge his whole life. He was Moshe, he learned for 14 years, didn't go to sleep. Can you do that? 14 years not to go to sleep? Bayolon Shom Alay Lahu Melameh, for the 14 years in Shem Ever, he didn't sleep. Such hasmada. The suicidal hasmada. He worked for Lavan for 20 years. It was also suicide to work for Lavan for 20 years. He had to run away from Yaak, from Esav. He ran from Esav.
From
Lavan and from Esav. He went to Mulchama, went to prepare for Mulchama. Yaakov's whole life was a life of, was on the edge. Every moment it could have been his very last moment. He lived a mamish, like mamish waiting. It was a life of golus. Moshe had a pretty good life. The moment he arrived on the scene, Nisim v'niflois, there's the matah, there's going to be the 10 makos, there's going to create Yamsuf, there's Mon, there's the Be'er. The whole existence of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is not an ordinary existence. Moshe did not say Baruch Shem. Moshe was not teaching Klal Yisrael a life when he was on the scene of teaching them, you know, we're about to die any moment. Dying? Who's dying? We got the Nani HaKavod, we have air conditioning, we have the best food, we have our enemies are defeated in front of us. We have a paved road to walk on. Clothing? Who needs clothing? The clothing never works. It's a whole different world. Shail the Gemara is, what do we do? What kind of life do we live? Are we like Yaakov Avinu? And we say, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchuso Li Oilomo, the Pasuk of the Tzardeya. We should live every moment. You know, the lightning is coming out of the sky. Every moment is our last. Or should live with a relaxed attitude, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Relax. Don't say Baruch Shem. And the Gemara's answer is somewhere in the middle. The Chashai. Say it quietly. Don't say it too loud. But quietly. What is the Gemara's answer? Yes and no. You have to be relaxed, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you also have to have on your conscience, the back of your mind, you know, there are times when more is required of you. You have to stand up to the plate and do what you need to do. The Chayolim, you know, they really embrace, they really personify the Chashai. They live in Eretz Yisrael, they prepare to have a life, and they put their life on the risk. They put their life on the line for us. They go out into dangerous places, do dangerous things. It's frightening. You wouldn't know how frightening it is to talk to their mothers. You never heard of mother. I know a lot of mothers who have children who have children in the army. And it's a mamash apachat for them every single day. They can't wait until they finish their service. Like they count down the minutes. This is a darga of bechashai. It's the hashkafa, right in the middle. You have to have a good life. But you also have to know it's a time when you have to be ready to give up, to say Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Sol Yoylam Voed. May their zuchus, the zuchus of the Kedoshei Yisrael, may they be megin upon us and we should succeed in perpetuating their name and mekadesh eshimcha for Rabin.
Amen.